тобі в очі, сію проти ночі, буде тобі враже, так як відьма скаже, скільки святу землю впало зерен жита, стільки разів буде тебе враже вбито, скільки враже півень вночі кукуріка, стільки днів у тебе доживати віка.
Ukrainian singer by the name of Anji Kreda, and that is a song called Vraje, which translates as enemies, a song cursing Putin and his genocidal minions. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачі «Наш голос», радіо українського коріння, на хвилі CHLY 101.7 FM у місті Нанаймо. При мікрофоні Павліна. Добрий день and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on CHLY 101.7 FM in Nanaimo. I'm your host, Pavlina. On today's program, I'll be joined by Oksana Pobrezhnik, who'll tell us about a gala that she attended on Sunday. It was Maple Hope Foundation's 10th anniversary gala and fundraiser. As well, Olena Skorohod from Vancouver will be here with the news from Ukraine. Vasil Pavlovsky with Cultural Capsule, and another look back at the 1989 Chervona Ruta Festival with a spotlight on Vika Vredi, otherwise known as Sestrechka Vika, who got a lot of airplay back in the 1990s and the first incarnation of Nash Holos. So stay tuned for all of that as well. Our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, a Lithuanian by the name of Artur Rehi, and a song called Slava Ukraini, a song about the war in Ukraine.
Slava Ukraini!
Героям слава!
Слава Україні, слава, слава Україні, слава, слава героям, слава, слава Україні, слава. There's a teacher holding a Kalashnikov, you can see the flame in her eyes. There's a bus driver with a Molotov, you can see the flame in his eyes. There are families without their fathers, you can see the flame in their eyes. The bear has removed its disguise, you can see the flame in my eyes. Slava Ukraine, slava, slava Ukraine, slava, slava heroyam, slava, slava Ukraine, slava, slava Ukraine, slava, слава Україні, слава, слава героям, слава, слава Україні, слава. There's a cry from my mother, please don't shoot us no more. There's a cry from my father, please don't shoot us no more. There's a cry from the people, please stop this war. I don't wanna mourn my country, I don't wanna mourn my son. Слава Україні, слава, слава Україні, слава, слава героям, слава, слава Україні, слава, слава Україні, слава, слава Україні, слава, слава героям, слава, слава Україні, слава, слава Україні, слава, слава Україні, слава, слава героям, слава, слава Україні, слава.
Да сухий дуби, завтра мороз буде. Ой, собирайся, молодий козачі, завтра похід буде. Ой, собирайся, молодий козачі, завтра похід буде.
Ой, я морозу дай не боюся, зараз розіллю. Ой, я походу дай не боюся, зараз соберуся. Ой, я походу дай не боюся, зараз соберуся.
Корчмоньку низенько вклонився. Прости, прощай, грома, грома, доньку, може, з ким сварися. Прости, прощай, грома, грома, доньку, може, з ким сварися. Твоя вибір, вибір високо вирки, схилиться додому. Козаченьки, верніться додому. Ой, ви хлопці, славні козаченьки, верніться додому.
popular Ukrainian folk singer Helena Kureshko and Maxim Bereshnyuk with Rozvevaysia Sukhe Dube, a Cossack song about being called to go to war. So last Sunday, March the 3rd, the Maple Hope Foundation in Vancouver, a nonprofit organization that helps defenders in Ukraine as well as refugees in Canada from Ukraine fleeing the war. They've been at this since 2014, and so they celebrated their 10th anniversary on Sunday. And I wasn't able to go, but Oksana was. And so, Oksana, tell us about the gala.
This was amazing, amazing dinner and a lot of auctions and a lot of recognition for people who helped last year to fundraise money for Ukrainians. So it was fundraised about $11 million.
Wow.
Yes, that includes more than $10 million for medical equipment and supplies, electronic equipment, almost $70,000 for humanitarian aid, and a little bit less, but again, few thousand dollars for safety equipment, for vehicles and communication equipment. And I would say this is just amazing fundraising for the last year. And you know, I see how hard people worked. I met a lot of my old friends and also my newcomers who already joined Maple Hope Foundation and worked as well. And a lot of officials, like Deputy Mayor of Vancouver, Pete Frey. Mm-hmm. I didn't know before. We talked a little bit, and then he said, who is he? And it was so big surprise. It was so nice. Yes, there's a lot of like officials came and supported Maple Hope Foundation.
Yeah,
really very impressive.
Yeah,
and it gave me a lot of energy because Maple Hope Foundation for me is like the top of the organization, volunteering organization, that people worked, put their passions, their time, and it's like unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the time, like 10 years ago, when Svetlana Kominko just started the Maple Hope Foundation. At the beginning, they worked finding money to bring orphan kids of Ukrainian warriors to bring to Canada for English camps.
Ah.
Yes. And now they grow so well.
Yeah, well,
they cover a lot of help, not only orphan kids, but a lot of, especially medical help.
Mm-hmm.
Last summer, I met Svetlana Kominko in Ukraine, and she brought, I don't remember exactly the name of the medical, something for emergency room, for surgery, some equipment. I don't have any medical background. I cannot explain what it was, but they went to the conference, medical conference, to present the equipment.
Mm. Yeah, she's been doing pretty amazing work for the last 10 years, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so it was great that you were able to go and celebrate with them, congratulate them, and find out more about them. $11 million is amazing. Over what period of time was that that they raised that?
That's only for 1 year. So every year they do so great fundraising.
Wow, that's amazing to be doing here in Vancouver. Yeah.
And I would say this is only one organization. Yes, this is a very big organization,
mm-hmm.
but only one. And in Vancouver, we have another organization. On every city, we have other organizations. So mm-hmm. very impressive.
Yeah, and she's been doing a lot of these fundraisers. So it's nice to get a report from somebody that was at one of them. It was held at the Vancouver Club, and you said there were silent auctions. What were some of the things being auctioned off there?
There were several beautiful pictures. I looked on everyone. Like, oh my God! So people would be very happy to have these pictures. And one more very interesting: 3 or 4 bottles wine from Bakhmut.
Oh.
It was winery. Yes, before war, it was winery there. So as probably you know, that Bakhmut completely destroyed.
Yeah.
And before that, people took all bottles and moved them to another cities. So, if I'm not mistaken, 3 bottles ended in Vancouver. And two families bought these bottles for $1,000.
Wow. Wow.
Good. So that all money will go for medical help as well.
Right, yeah.
And I thought it was for me very interesting to know. I don't know what to say about this. It was number plate from one Russian vehicle.
Oh.
Probably found a destroyed vehicle. Oh, for me it's just crazy thing. But anyway, everything can be good if can raise money for.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Use of history, yes. Of
yeah.
course.
What was the entertainment like?
It was Georgi Matveev, as you heard before. We talked a little bit about with him before.
Yeah.
He is the most famous banjurist in Ukraine, the most creative and innovative composer. And now he lives with his wife in Victoria.
You're talking about Georgi that we interviewed in December.
Yes. So he went with us to the concert. He opened the entrance and exhibition. He played music so that his music was very nice background for the exhibition. The exhibition was about Azov, people of steel, the Azov warriors who... Some of them still alive. One man, he is 51. He is in prison, Russian prison, and sentenced to 25 years.
Oh.
His wife, she is a poet. She wrote a book about her love, about her hopes, Oksana Hurska. She also came with his books to this gala concert.
Mm.
She presented. So it was so hard to hear the story, but I hope he will be released in exchange, I hope.
Well. And Vasil Papadyuk was there as well?
Yes. Yes, Vasil Papadyuk came from the concert in Victoria, which was on Saturday, Saturday evening. So he took very early ferry and went to Vancouver on Sunday. I met him. Unfortunately, I couldn't hear him because I had to run to the last ferry.
Oh.
But we had some talk out down the side. Actually, I liked these talks, not official talks, but just like friends.
Mm-hmm.
And hear the stories. He also gives the concert on frontline soldiers.
Oh, does he? Wow.
I asked him if it's not dangerous to him, or if he's not scared to go. He said he already was in the army, so he knows how the battle looks, and he wasn't scared. I think he believes in God, and God plans for him, so he's very brave. I'm very impressed of his decision to go to front line. And of course, he is a brilliant musician.
Oh,
and
he's
the best. He's just Ukrainian treasure. Yes,
he's not
so many musicians like.
No, he is unique. And so, what else did you see at?
Oh yeah, this is Vancouver Club. It's everything was at a very very high top, and for me, was just a lot of joy to see how beautiful the building, how beautiful, how tasty the food, and how beautiful presented. Everything was so beautiful.
Well, that was nice. I'm glad that you went.
People were dressed very beautiful. Most of them had pieces with embroidery, Ukrainian embroidery, or just Ukrainian jewelry. And everything was so nice.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. And thank you for going and representing Nash Holos from the island there. And you will be hearing, I'm sure, more from Svitlana. I'm sure you'll be talking to her. I'll be talking to her. So we'll be getting more stories of the great work that they're doing and with the fundraising that they're doing here. So thanks so much, Oksana.
I think we have to participate in their more events and help them maybe bring this event to the island.
That's a great idea. Well, we'll talk about that and try to make it happen.
Yes.
find a couple of samplings for you there of the two musicians that Oksana had the good fortune to see perform live last Sunday. The one you just heard was Vasil Papaduk, a virtuoso violinist, also known as Papaduk, in Toronto on the Skrepka. And before him, Georgi Matvei, the very talented and famous bandurist from Ukraine, who now resides in Victoria. And Vasil's number was called Late Night Jam. Georgi's was The Rain Dance. Up next, a song that has become known as the anthem of the defense of Ukraine. It was released back about 2015 or so by Vova Heizer and a group called Shabla, and it's been done many times over. This version coming up next is Vova Heizer with the orchestras of the law enforcement agencies of the armed forces of Ukraine. It's called Bratya Ukrainsi, Brothers Ukrainian.
На сцені зведений духовий оркестр Збройних сил України. Головний військовий диригент, народний артист України Володимир Дашковський. Соліст, автор пісні «Браття українці», лідер гурту «Шабля» Вова Гейзер.
Любі мої діти, мила мамо й тату, я йду на війноньку нашу землю захищати. Не плачте за мною, якщо в полі згину. Все віта за любоненьку нашу Україну. Єднаємося, браття, цю лиху годину. Нехай ворог знає, ми за Україну. Богу душу нашу віддамо єдину, за нашу землю священну Україну. Богу душу нашу віддамо єдину, за нашу землю священну Україну. Чорне море, за невизнану сотяню, за Тараса брата, за нашу свободу ми поборули ката. З нами свята віра, з нами Бог і правда, і ми проти того, що брали, що ніщо не зупинить, слава Україні. А якщо війною, тоді не чувайтесь, нас ніщо не зупинить, слава Україні. За любоненьку нашу
Україну. Не плачте за мною, якщо в полі згину. Це віта за любоненьку мою Україну.
Ви слухаєте наш голос Радіо Українського коріння, котре подається вам на хвилі CHLY 101.7 FM у місті Нанаймо.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on CHLY 101.7 FM in Nanaimo. Up next, another recent release by Toronto artist Nastasia Y. This is a remake of a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Oiche Tokin Stoit, whose horse stands there, and her version she calls Love Until Dawn.
Чи то кінь стоїть, що сива гривонька сподобалась мені, та я дівчинонька. Не так та дівчинка, як біле лишенько. Подай же, дівчино, подай же, гарна я на коня рученьку. Подай же, дівчино, подай же, гарна я на коня рученьку.
Дівчинонька. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and welcome to Cultural Capsule here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. A while back, I decided to start a cycle of KCs that focused on the artists of the first Chervona Ruta Festival, held in September of 1989. Some of the artists are still extremely active, while others faded away. However, their statements through their music at the time were pretty powerful. I returned to the cassette tape I received in December of 1989. The first song on that tape included some very powerful statements by a performer who was known as Sestrechka Vika, Sister Vika. However, there were people in Lviv that called her the Konotopska Vidma, the Witch of Konotop, because she lived on Konotop Street in Lviv. The Witch of Konotop was a satirical fiction written by Grigori Kvitka Osnovyanenko and published in 1837. Literary scholar Grigori Hrabovich described The Witch of Konotop as perhaps the best of Ukrainian prose of the early 19th century. As a nonconformist, I'm certain that her attire contributed to her acquiring such a moniker. She was pretty ahead of her time, though the song that starts off the cassette was written by Andriy Kuzmenko of Skryabin. She had a stage presence that was very in-your-face and anti-Soviet, particularly with the song that she opened up this recording and was also the first track on her first album. It's called Hanyba, or Shame. It opens with the following lines. I once again cry shame to you, a common dream of human hearts. We rocked you for years, thinking you were a twig, but you turned out to be a willow. Now you know how it is, whether to destroy or survive. But I say live again. These are the consequences of infatuated self-admiration. The one thing I know, who doesn't live, doesn't die. Who doesn't sleep, doesn't wake. Who doesn't open their eyes, sees nothing. For you, Morozenko, all of Ukraine weeps. Morozenko was a historical figure by the name of Stanislav Nestor Mrozovitsky, though more commonly known as Morozenko. He was a colonel in the Cossack host from 1638 to 1645. I present to you, the listeners of Nash Holos, her original performance recorded live in September of 1989.
Бережи!
In reviewing my archives and conducting a bit of research, I discovered that a good friend of mine, Oleg Levitsky, saxophonist, and the younger brother, Miroslav Levitsky, whose music I use as an intro to Cultural Capsule, played on Sestrichka Vika's first album entitled Mama, Ya Durna. Mom, I'm stupid. Now, a little more about our featured artist, Victoria Fragi, born on February 8, 1961. Vika first started performing in 1976 as a teenager with the vocal instrument ensemble Arnika. It was in this group that she met Yuri Varum, who later went on to form the jazz rock group Labyrinth. It was here where Vika would meet her future husband, Volodymyr Bebeshko. In 1985, when the group was formed, Vika left for Gorky, now known as Nizhny Novgorod, where they would be performing at the Gorky Philharmonic. She would later go on to participate in the recording of two songs of Yuri Chernyavsky with Yuri Boyasky for the Soviet period television musical called Vyshche Raidluhy, Higher Than a Rainbow. This made for TV musical, released in 1986 and directed by Georgi Yunvald Hilkevich, became extremely popular due to the number of well-known singers on the soundtrack. When returning to Lviv, she started working with Braty Hodyukine and then captured first place in the rock category at the Chervona Ruta Festival. Her first album was released by Kobza, a Canadian-Ukraine joint venture. This is the same group that released the cassette I was given. Her first album is filled with humor, satire, social commentary, and she pokes fun at many different stereotypes of the period. The first verse of Mama Ya Durna, which happens to be third song on the album, starts out like this. You sent me, my mother, to study in Lviv. I entered the third vocational school. I ate like a cow on that scholarship because pasties were cheap as shit. I will not be featuring this song in today's Cultural Capsule. However, I will ensure that Pavlina has it in her archives, and maybe if plenty of you request it, she will include it in a future Nash Holos program. In 1992, my good friend Oris Vasiltsev from Lviv and his wife Marta were in Montreal. Somehow we heard that Sestrichka Vika would be performing at some small club in my hometown. We paid a visit to her performance, and somewhere in my archives, I have pictures both from the performance and her spending a little time with the three of us at our table. In 1993, she divorced her husband and left for the US with her son. She would marry three more times. All marriages ended in divorce. She went on to produce a few other albums after landing in the US, though little has been heard since her last release in 2001. America, Holy Babet, America, Naked Women. Then, in 2003, the Atlantic record label, known for doing compilations of Ukrainian musicians, released Vika Vragi as part of their Rock Legends of Ukraine series. I hope all listeners enjoyed this episode of Cultural Capsule and will continue tuning in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio to get your little fix of your cultural roots. Until then, stay well and safe. До побачення.
Up next, Fata Morhana and Nezavidui. Don't be envious.
Незавидуй багатому, багатий не знає ні приязні, ні любові, він все те наймає. Не завидуй могучому, бо той заставляє. Не завидуй і славному, славний добре знає, що не його люди люблять, а ту тяжку славу, що він тяжкими сльозами вилив на забаву. А молоді, як зійдуться, то любо та тихо, як у раї
а дивишся, ворушиться лихо. Не завидуй же нікому, дивись кругом себе. Нема раю на всій землі, та немай на небі.
And now the latest news from Ukraine, courtesy the Kiev Independent, Ukraine's largest and fastest-growing English-language news organization.
Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine has damaged one out of seven Ukrainian schools and completely destroyed 400 educational institutions, Deputy Education Minister Yevhen Kudryavets said on February 25th. More than 3,500 educational institutions have been damaged, and the cost to repair these buildings is estimated to be almost $14 billion. According to the UN, only one-third of Ukrainian children are able to attend schools in person. Roughly another third learn online, and another third learn in a hybrid approach due to the threat of attacks. Educational institutions that are close to hostilities remain shut, as schools are often a target for Russian forces. Four people were killed in October 2023, when Russian forces attacked a school in Nikopol in Dnipropetrovsk Oblast. A Russian drone attack on a school in Romny in Sumy Oblast in August 2023 killed the school principal, deputy principal, secretary, and librarian who were in the building to prepare for the new school year. Ukrainian forces shot down two Russian Su-34 attack planes in a single day on February 27th, the Air Force reported. Air Force Commander Mykola Oleshchuk initially reported one Su-34 shot down in the eastern sector earlier in the day. According to the Air Force, the second plane was downed at around 2 p.m. local time in the same sector as the previous one. The destruction of the jet is the latest in the recent uptick of downed Russian planes, including two A-50 early warning and control aircraft in the past 2 months, each costing around $330 million. Russia has lost around 340 planes since the beginning of the full-scale invasion on February 24, 2022, the General Staff of Ukraine's Armed Forces reported on the morning of February 27. There are 28,000 Ukrainian citizens in Russian captivity. Ukraine's ombudsman Dmytro Lubinets told reporters at the Ukraine Year 2024 forum on February 25th, where high-ranking Ukrainian officials met to discuss Ukraine's future. The captives are spread across Russia and the occupied territories, according to Lubinets. Many are religious figures, journalists, NGO workers, and representatives from local governments. Ukraine has managed to return 3,135 citizens, including 147 civilians. Around 90% of Ukrainian prisoners of war are tortured every day, Lubinets said. Speaking about the return of stolen children, Lubinets said that he believes partner countries like Qatar are more effective than international organizations. Currently, 70 countries have joined Canada's International Coalition for the Return of Ukrainian Children, which was officially launched on February 2nd. The International Criminal Court, ICC, issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin on March 17, 2023, over the deportation of Ukrainian children. The 123 member states of the ICC are required to arrest Putin if he steps foot on their territory. Regarding military prisoners, Lubinets explained that several organizations are focusing on the return of different units. However, added that his task is to bring back all captured people. Ukrainians have directed attention towards the Azovstal soldiers in Mariupol that were captured in May 2022. While some have returned, many remain in captivity. Lubinets appealed to the United Nations and the International Committee of the Red Cross on February 20th to investigate the killings of Ukrainian prisoners of war in Avdiivka. The city fell into Russian control on February 17th. After months of resisting Russia's intensified offensive against the town. Ukraine is committed to cleaning up corruption, Defense Minister Rustam Umerov said, speaking at the Ukraine Year 2024 Forum in Kyiv, Ukraine. Umerov said the Defense Ministry uncovered violations worth tens of millions of hryvnias during its regular inspections of food supplies to military units in recent months. We continue to work with the Security Service of Ukraine, the Prosecutor General's Office, the State Bureau of Investigations, and the NABU, National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine, to identify corruption schemes in the defense forces, Umerov continued. Umerov added that the Defense Ministry is auditing its structural units and the military. Several corruption scandals have rocked Ukraine's Defense Ministry since the onset of Russia's full-scale war against Ukraine. The former director of the Antonov State Enterprise, Sergei Bychko, and the head of the Aviation Security Department, Oleksandr Netosov, face 15 years in prison for obstructing the country's defense of the Hostomel airport. Ukraine Security Service, the SBU, reported on February 27th that Bychkov and Netosov will stand trial for obstructing the activities of the armed forces. In April 2023, Bychkov and Netosov were charged with negligence, leading to the destruction of the world's largest cargo aircraft, N-225 Mriya. According to SBU statement, the Mriya aircraft was in good technical condition, and the crew was ready to be evacuated. The Antonov officials ordered to block access for the Ukrainian soldiers on the territory of the Hostomel airport, SBU reported. The SBU said that before Russia's all-out war, Antonov workers refused to let the National Guard on the airport territory to prepare for its potential defense. Antonov officials made the decision to not evacuate the Mriya, despite warnings by state authorities and knowing that insurance coverage was running out. During the fight for the Hostomel airport, the aircraft was destroyed. The negligence of the Antonov workers cost more than 8.4 billion hryvnias, which is $227.8 million in damage to the Ukrainian state. The Ukrainian resistance blew up an office of the United Russia Party in the occupied Ukrainian city of Novakhovka, the National Resistance Center said on February 27th. The center said the attack, carried out on the morning of February 27th, aimed to disrupt preparations for the Russian presidential election in March. Russia also plans to illegitimately hold elections in the occupied territories of Ukraine. Russia allegedly blamed the incident on drone strikes to deny and cover up the activity of Ukrainian resistance in occupied territories. The National Resistance Center calls on citizens of Ukraine not to participate in the Kremlin's propaganda production called elections. At the same time, the resistance movement notes that any collaborator who helps organize the election process will be held accountable for their actions. Novakhovka lies on the eastern bank of the Dnipro River in Kherson Oblast. Russia declared annexation of partially occupied Kherson, Zaporizhia, Luhansk and Donetsk oblasts in September 2022, a step denounced by Ukraine and the international community as illegal and void. Efforts to integrate occupied territories have been accompanied by activities of the ruling United Russia Party, which has opened branches in several occupied Ukrainian cities. The party has come under attack several times. Its headquarters was destroyed in the occupied city of Polohe, Zaporizhzhia Oblast, last September during sham local elections organized by Moscow. A United Russia representative was killed by a car bomb in Novakhovka a month later. I'm Olena Skorohod in Vancouver for Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
And that's the news from Ukraine for today. Coming to you courtesy the Kyiv Independent, Ukraine's largest and fastest-growing English-language news organization. For more up-to-date news stories as they happen, visit their website, kyivindependent.com, and make sure to follow them on social media. To allow this independent Ukrainian news team to continue delivering you news from on the ground in Ukraine, please consider becoming a member at kyivindependent.com. Нагадую, ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос», радіо нашого коріння на радіостанції CHLY 101.7 FM у місті Нанаймо. Нежа ми вже скінчили нашу програму, все час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. У початках усе добре виглядає, а який буде кінець, легко його знає. And our proverb of the week translates as, at the beginning, everything looks good, but what the end will be, the devil only knows. As I guess Mr. Putin is finding out 2 years later. And with that, we've come to the end of another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on CHLY 101.7 FM in Nanaimo. In between broadcasts, you can stay in touch with us via our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and Instagram. And for transcripts, audio archives, and a link to our podcast, visit www.nashholos.com. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of Oksana, myself, and all of us here at Nash Holos and CHLY, thanks so much for listening. Do zustrichi.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.